It's a strange concept to have a thought behind having flowers on a Taco Tuesday, but it's really been working, and I've met so many great people, and some of them actually came to my birthday party over the weekend.
Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet at WFPR.FM. Yes, in your browser, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial. Yeah, the dial or the thing with the knobs and push buttons, 102.9 is the number. Preset it, and you got it there all the time. Here today with Samantha Piette. Samantha, welcome. Thank you for doing this.
Hello, thank you for having me.
It is gonna be good, kind of a dreary, wet, winterish day to talk about flowers.
It is. It's very exciting. I love flowers, and I'm sure we're going to get into the why behind that, but I'm really excited to talk with you.
I'm excited because, yeah, I mean, you're starting out. We've met at two pop-ups, and there'll be more before
Yes.
you eventually, when the stars align, get into a brick and mortar. Maybe if that happens at some point.
Hopefully someday. Hopefully someday.
So while we're on that journey, the start of the journey, yeah, tell some folks about who are you and how did you get into flowers?
So I got into flowers and flower design by accident. It started in my 20s. I had been working as a photographer in a photo studio, and I said to myself, well, brides need flowers. So I started photographing weddings, and then I got a job at a flower studio, a flower shop in Sudbury, Massachusetts, and I worked there for a little while, where I learned a lot about pricing and arranging and customer service. And then it sort of just took off after that, and I just did it as a hobby. And then this past July, a very close friend of mine ordered a flower arrangement from me, one of my first paid arrangements, which was really exciting. So I was very nervous. And it was going to a local business, which I was really excited about. And that was back in July. And since then, it sort of has just taken off like a rocket ship. I've done countless events. I've done a workshop. I've done maybe 25 to 30 arrangements in that short amount of time. And I've grown a really great customer base. So it's been very exciting.
Excellent. There's a kind of a interesting event coming up called Valentine's Day in February. And that might be a little bit big on your radar.
It has been big on my radar since about December 1st. I will be hosting a bunch of workshops for what they call Galentines, where a bunch of women just celebrate each other and their best friends. And I thought that that was a really great opportunity to be able to celebrate that and to be included in celebrating. I've got 6 dates in January and 6 dates in February. And I have a space that I'm able to use in Southborough, Massachusetts, in Upton, Massachusetts, or I can go to wherever you are.
So convenience, yeah,
I
come
try.
on, absolutely. Or flexibility at least.
Yes.
And there may be some space requirements. You need for at least the space appropriate for whatever the number of people, and then
Yes.
some work arena, et cetera.
Yes, so I am limiting it to a minimum of 8 people up to as many as 16 people,
Okay.
just to make sure that there's a enough of an intimate setting where you can hear instructions and ask questions and not feel intimidated to do so. If there was a larger group, that may be the case. I think that that's actually a really perfect number. And my other idea about this was, what if people weren't able to get together with their best friends before the holidays or during the holidays because it's such a busy time? So this is a perfect opportunity to learn something, have some fun. We can even go as far as, getting dollar store backdrops and doing a little photo shoot and just have it be like a lot of fun.
Sure. Customizable, at least, yes,
Absolutely.
to make the occasion memorable
Yes.
and full of conversation. And oh, by the way, you get to take away something.
Exactly. And the last workshop that I did, the feedback that I received was really great. Everybody said that they learned something, which is what my goal was, of course. You know, whether it be specific flowers, how to put specific things in the vase first, second, third, fourth, learning about what types of flowers are great for certain situations, you know, things of that nature. So they really did say that they learned things. So that's why I wanted to continue on with doing them and offering them to people.
In the exposure, which is certainly not heavily exposed, at least in terms of my background, there are protocols to a certain extent in terms of need these kind of flowers for this occasion, these kind of flowers for this occasion, or in some cases certain flower types, not just color. Is
Correct.
though are those things still out there, and that's what you try to master?
I think so, yes. So, for this past workshop that I did, it was in the fall. So I did pick a lot of fall colors, textures, and longer lasting flowers. So some of them were longer lasting, some of them may wilt a little sooner, but I wanted to have the longevity behind it, and I wanted them to be able to enjoy it as long as they could.
Yeah, and then certainly that gets into the type of the flower, but also the care and somewhat of the expense. I know my family would joke that sometimes they would know when I bought train station flowers as opposed to floral flowers. Some would certainly last longer than others.
Yes, it's true. But I heard a quote recently that said that yes, flowers die, but they remind you of the moment that you receive them and where you were mentally and physically in that space,
True.
you know, when you receive them. So that's, I know that flowers die, and some people may say that, you know, flowers are a waste, but I would never say that because I just love them. And I know that flowers show up in a way for it throughout people's lives through certain moments, whether it be life, you know, celebration, mourning, things of that nature. So,
Yeah, and I think there's the moral, in terms of it's a cycle of life, and yeah, we're all going to
yes.
go at some point in time. So we just take care and enjoy while we can, while it's in bloom.
Exactly. And why not celebrate that with flowers if you're able to?
So you want to show us some samples?
So my website is called pietpetalco.com, and here you will find a lot of examples of the work that I do. I do have something called a flower subscription, which is really exciting. It's new for 2026.
Akin to kind of the community shares that local farms for mostly vegetables and fruits and stuff would have, that CSA type.
It's a CSA type, but because I'm not growing them, I'm not sure that I would call it
Qualify for
CSA.
that. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a similar concept. It's one for every season. So whether you're celebrating somebody's birthday or you just want it for yourself or for your home, it's $80 per bouquet. There is a delivery annual pass. And for under $400, you can get four bouquets for the year. And each one is seasonal, for April, July, October, and December.
And then seasonal would certainly color in the flowers for the season, the colors of the season, the arrangements to a certain extent may also be seasonal to that extent too.
Correct. And I could have it as a wrapped bouquet, or I could have it in a vase. So it's entirely up to the customer.
Right. In terms of, especially if you're arranging it, you may have, the centerpiece on the table or the sideboard as the place where you want to have it, as opposed to, some tall vase, which then can fit into another spot which would fit it in the decor of the house.
Absolutely. And I'm here to customize it as much as I can for each client.
Sounds good.
We've got the workshops. So these are just a few pictures of what the workshop fun was all about back in the fall. So this is an example of what the arrangement looked like when we were almost finished.
Wow.
And then this is all of the fun that we were having. So a lot of flowers, a lot of stems, a lot of mess, but it's totally worth it.
And
Messes can be cleaned up. It's going to be okay. But it is so much fun. I really love doing this, and everybody was so excited. And they all learned something, like I said before. So I was really happy with the feedback that I received.
And you mentioned the order of placement. So that I think would lead to kind of the layering effect as to whichever the display is.
Yes. So here, you'll see that I've got a variation of flowers of mums and sunflowers and a rose and carnations, mini carnations, and then a lot of greenery. So what I'll teach is exactly how to put it in the vase in the order that it needs to go in order for everything to fit appropriately.
And then you'd have the size of the vase, obviously, for the size of the flowers and bouquet, whatever.
So for workshops, I do tend to do mason jars just because it's a little easier for the participant to be able to take it home, and then they'll be able to practice at home as well without it being too intimidating when they get their own bouquet or they pick out their own flowers to make their own arrangement.
That sounds good.
And then the last exciting thing that I've got to offer, or one of them anyway, I should say, is I do have a flower bar.
Flower bar, but these kinds of bars you can't drink, right?
That's right. I mean, you can sip some wine. This picture was actually taken at Neshoba Winery, which I absolutely adore them. I love being there. But these events are really, really special because everyone can become their own flower designer in and of themselves. So they are able to pick out their own flowers, create their own bouquets. This is a few of the setups that I've done, where people can just come and pick up the flowers that they like, and then I would wrap them, and they pay for them, and then they take them home.
Or spend time on the side table with the mason jar and put things together.
So we can combine both of them at the same time. I really enjoy these events as well because it allows me to be able to speak with even more people. And a lot of these events, I'm talking to countless amounts of people, but a lot of them also want to rent these displays to be able to have them for baby showers or bridal showers and have the flowers be the gift for their guests.
Oh, that's an interesting concept. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So it's really exciting. I just recently ordered a second one, so instead of just having one here, I'll have two. So then I have more opportunity to talk to more people.
The more the better, because I
The
would
more,
assume,
the better. Yes.
yes. And word of mouth is one of the things you're driving for, right?
I am. I'm excited to be here with you. I have a very supportive friends and family group that are always, hyping me up and giving me ideas and, cheering me on. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I think that's in some of the other conversations I've had, especially with even established businesses as well as new businesses, listening to the customer as to what they either are directly saying or struggling to say, what they really want is most of the time the key to the success. Because if then you can take what you've learned and actually deliver it, ha, now you've done something.
And I feel like a friend of mine recently said to me, I feel like you underestimate how much people love flowers. And I think I do because I'm biased. I'm biased. So I really love flowers myself, but to see the reaction when I hand somebody their order or when they pick up their order, that's like the most satisfying part because they're seeing it for the first time, and I've spent time in my kitchen making it for the past hour and a half, and I've spent time sourcing the flowers and the behind the scene work that takes to get the order completed. It's that end result is really, really satisfying and exciting to me every single time.
Yeah, it like the parallel is many times, you go to a fancy restaurant and you don't see the chef or what the sous chef or whatever else they're doing in the backside. You just see the plated meal and hopefully you
Exactly.
enjoy it.
Yes, exactly. And I think that that is a very good analogy, because you're able to enjoy flowers longer than a plated meal, but I also teach people that, how to cut the stems and, what flower food to use and to get the longest life out of them that you possibly can.
And then potentially make another, maybe smaller or maybe larger, of their own on their own at some point.
Exactly. And if they still need my help, I'm always here.
But fresh and then sourcing. So since you don't have a garden, or maybe you do, but kind of doing a garden, especially in New England, you'd have to have a greenhouse and all kinds of stuff. So you source from, and I'm assuming you're checking out the sources as to where you're getting them from.
Yes. So I work with a couple of wholesalers out of Rhode Island. And if somebody wants to place an order with me, I usually request them to give me about a 24-hour lead time just so I can have time to get to the wholesaler and, order the flowers ahead of time and make sure that exactly what the customer is wanting is in stock, is available. And if we have to make substitutions, then I would communicate it at that time.
Something else that we haven't discussed that people should know, other than go to the website, pick and choose, and you still, I would assume, it sounds like the options have the different, whether it's the workshops or an arrangement, you've got options. There's always usually a conversation of some sort to confirm what's being asked for and what would be delivered.
There is. So right now I'm working on the back end of my website through the ordering system. So especially for Valentine's Day, I know that it's coming very quickly. And I am working on the last pieces of getting that situated so people can just go and order. There will, I believe, be two options, a bigger arrangement and a smaller arrangement for Valentine's Day. And then I've also got the workshops that are coming up as well. And those will be displayed on social media, mostly on my Instagram page as well as my website. You can catch me at there's a Taco Tuesday every Tuesday, most Tuesdays anyway, in the spring, summer, and fall. I sell flowers at Maya Mexican in Upton, and their food is fantastic. They're so sweet, and they let me sell my little $10 bouquets, where I'm able to communicate with and network with a lot more people there as well.
So Taco Tuesday's just got, kicked up a notch with
It did. It did. And
the
it's a strange concept to have a thought behind having flowers on a Taco Tuesday, but it's really been working, and I've met so many great people, and some of them actually came to my birthday party over the weekend.
Oh, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Anything else we should have folks know? And for the folks who are listening, certainly thank you for listening. We will include in the show notes the website, the Instagram, so that once you get to Piet Petals Co.,
Yep,
that
pietpetalco.com.
pietpetalco.com, then you'll be in the right place and you'll be able to do what you need to do. And then Samantha will say, yeah, we can do that. Or how about this?
Absolutely. I am here to help.
Well, thank you. This has been a fun conversation, and I hope the listeners think so too, and you get some phone calls or web queries.
I hope so. And if not, if people just have general questions, I'm also here to help with that as well.
Good. Well, thank you for taking time to do this, and thank you, listeners, for listening. And a quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.